This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It would be a financial catastrophe, say economists, if the U.S. defaults on its debt. But Republicans and Democrats promise that won't happen.
We just finished another good productive meeting with our congressional leadership.
President Biden was publicly upbeat after an Oval Office meeting with lawmakers, including House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who himself is encouraged by a shift in the talk's format.
The structure has changed, so we're in a better process.
Both sides have named top emissaries to negotiate a deal, meaning the talks are now largely narrowed to what the White House and McCarthy will accept, while he says they remain far apart for now.
It is possible to get a deal by the end of the week.
The president says staff talks will continue daily.
There's still work to do.
He leaves today for the G7 summit in Japan, but underlining the urgency of the talks, he's canceled the trip's back half and will now return here Sunday instead of going to Papua New Guinea and Australia. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A decision on abortion in North Carolina.
Legislation banning most abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy will become law in North Carolina after the state's Republican-controlled General Assembly successfully overrode the Democratic governor's veto. The outcome represents a major victory for Republican legislative leaders who needed every GOP member on board to enact the law over Governor Roy Cooper's opposition. I'm Norman Hall.
The IRS is planning to launch a pilot program for a government-run online tax filing system that's free for everybody. It's laying out its report on how that would work. Officials in northern Italy are warning residents to get to higher ground this morning. The fear is the rivers will burst their banks again after flooding killed five people, forced the evacuation of thousands, and suspended some train services. This is AP News. Now to what YouTube may be sending to children. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
YouTube is great at sending users videos based on the user's interests, but new research shows that the site's powerful algorithms can flood young users with violent and disturbing content. The nonprofit Tech Transparency Project created YouTube accounts mimicking the behavior of young boys with an interest in first-person shooter games. YouTube says it works hard to protect children, but the researchers say the study shows otherwise. The account that clicked on YouTube's suggestions soon was flooded with graphic videos about school shootings and how-to instructions on making firearms fully automatic. One video showed a shooter using a 50-caliber gun to fire on a dummy head filled with lifelike blood and brains. Many of the videos violate YouTube's own policies against violent or gory content. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.